Mesechta Zavidazar, Daf Chavav, 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Heyram Beis, and the last clause of our Mishnah Daf Chav Beis and Menal stated, V'leisyachid Adam Yimoyim, Mepnei Shechashud Al Shvichas Damim, and Yisrael should not be Mesechid with the Goy, because they're Chosh Al Shvichas Damim, and we're concerned that the Goy would kill him. And our Gemara begins, Tanar Abadam, we learned to the Braisa, Yisrael should is Damim Le Ovechavim Baderech, or some of Goy's, Yisrael should is Tapal Le Ovechavim Baderech, that if Yisrael meets a Goy on the road, Toifel Luminoi, they should make sure that the guy walks on his right side. And as Rashi explains, as if the guy will try to kill the Yisrael, so the Yisrael will be able to use his right hand in order to grab onto the guy and to subdue the guy. And the Chacham hold that since a person's right hand is their stronger hand, therefore you should always make sure that the guy is on his right hand. And whatever the Braisa brings, the second Shita, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ishar, Rabbi Chaim ben Breka Ima, that if the guy has a sword and his sword is placed in a holder which is on the left side of a person's body, so in that scenario the Yisrael should make sure that the guy is on his right side, as if the Yisrael will notice that the guy is about to reach for his sword and reach for his left side, so the Yisrael will have an opportunity to grab the sword with his right hand. However, that if the guy has a stick and a person generally carries a stick in their right hand, so the Yisrael should make sure that the guy will be on his left side, as in this way the Yisrael will be right next to the right hand of the guy, and in this way if the Yisrael notices that the guy is lifting up the stick in order to hit him, then he could grab onto the stick, and even though it's on his left side, but this will be easier as the stick will be right next to the left hand of the Yisrael. And as Rashi states, however, and the Braisa continues to give advice to Yisraelim in order to protect themselves from Goyim. And the Braisa states, if the Yisrael and the Goy were walking uphill, or Yordan Birida, or they are both walking downhill, then the Yisrael should make sure that he's not in the lower point and the Ivik Chavim has the higher point. The Yisrael should make sure that he is always at the higher point and he has the high ground, and the Goy should have the lower point and the lower ground. And as Rashi explains, when you're going uphill, then the Jew should be in front of the guy, and once again he should make sure that the guy is on his right side, and the guy shouldn't be immediately behind him, as in this way he could still protect himself. And if he's going downhill, then the Jew should let the guy go in front of him, and this way he could always be on the high ground. And Rashi understands that even at this point of the Braisa is still going back to the previous din of Teufel Yaminai. However, Ayin Tesirid, who states, that is only speaking about a case where they're walking on a plane and they're walking on the same level. And the Braisa continues that even in a case where the Yisrael and Ibn Chavim are walking on a flat level, that a Jew should be careful that when we're walking with the guy, they should not bend down to pick up anything, as there's a potential the guy will hit him on his head and will break open his skull. And the Braisa continues with another din, if the guy asks the Jew, where are you going, then the Jew should tell him that he's going to a further point. And as Rashi states, if the Jew is really traveling a parsa, so the Jew should tell the guy, I'm traveling for another two parsa, as in this way, if the guy really plans to hurt the Jew, so there's a possibility that the guy will think that since we're going to be walking for a long while together, I will wait until a later point, and then I'll hit the Jew, and then I'll kill the Jew. The Braisa tells us that we learned this from Yaakov Avinu, as Kederach She'asa Yaakov Avinu Le'Esav Rasha, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayishlach, that Esav said to Yaakov Avinu that we should travel together, and Yaakov responded, Yavin no Adoni Lefnei Avdoi, Vanias Lal Le'iti L'Regla Melacha She'Lefonai L'Regla Yelodim, Ara She'ovoi El Adoni Se'ira. And Yaakov seemed to tell Esav that Yaakov was going to travel to Seir, and meanwhile, Dechsiv few psukim later, the pasuk tells us v'yakiv nasa sukasa v'yivin loy bayis lo mechneu asa sukais al kain kar shemem makam sukais. Now Yaakov only traveled to sukais and he didn't go all the way to Seir, and Yaakov was able to lie to Esav in order to save himself and he shouldn't be in a matzav of a sakana. And Ayin Rashi in Pashat Vayishlach that he explains that Yaakov wasn't even lying, and as Rashi states hechav lo yaderech shlo yodaita leches elad sukais omarim daita lasit lira yamtin ad boi etzloi v'hu loy holach, and he really didn't go. V'imasa yelech b'lemaisa, when would Yaakov eventually go to Aseir b'mei ha-Mashiach shenema, as the Pasuk of Avadya states v'olu Mashiach b'hatziyon lishpar yishar Esav, and it's brought down that the Sefer Tevis of Ovel Adeni Seira is Aliyah, which refers to Aliyah Hanavi, and the Abar Benel explains in Pashva Yishlach u'kudei lehachakas Yaakov min shav v'dav b'chazav nir li lefarish ha-Pasuk ba'ifin acha shu mesuris. And the way to understand the Pasuk is as follows, that Yaakov stated avo no Adeni lefnei avdoish Seira v'ani esnal le'iti l'regla malacha she'iti ala she'ovel Adeni and v'tihi ha'kavona ala she'ovel Adeni al Yitzchak Aviv she'yelch le'itoi ala she'ovel le'itoi al Yitzchak shu Adon she'lei be'emes, and therefore Yaakov really wasn't saying a lie. But l'chir, it seems from our Gemara that Yaakov had a right to lie, and we actually learn from Yaakov that when traveling with a guy, you actually should lie in order to make sure that you're not in a matzav asakana. And it could be that the reason why Rashi and Abar Benel try to find ways that Yaakov really wasn't lying is because Yitzchak was still alive, and we know that Esav really wouldn't have killed Yaakov while Yitzchak was alive. And the Brisa continues and will bring two stories that even though it's not talking about someone that was in danger based on sakonis nefashos, and it was only a question of loss of money, but even so, they were knowing in the same manner, and they told the person that they were traveling with that they were traveling to a further point in order to be able to save their money. And the Gemara continues, Maisa b'talmidim Rabbi Kiva shehelchem l'chaziv, that there was a story with talmidim Rabbi Kiva that they were going to a place called Chaziv, and Pagu ben Listim, and there were Listim that met them, and Amar lehen la'adnan t'poichlim, and the Listim asked talmidim Rabbi Kiva, to where are you traveling? And Amar lehen la'akai, and the talmidim Rabbi Kiva actually stated that they're going to Akai, which is further than Chaziv, and Kivan shegiu l'chaziv pirshu, but once they got to Chaziv, then they went on their way, and they left the Listim, and Amru lahen talmidei mi'atem, and the Listim said, talmidim Rabbi Kiva, that who are you talmidim of? And Amru lahen talmidei Rabbi Kiva, and they responded that we're talmidim Rabbi Kiva, and Amru lahen, and the Listim responded to them, Ashur Rabbi Kiva v'talmidav, shalei poga ben adam Rabbi Olam, how fortunate is Rabbi Kiva and his talmidim, that because of his advice, they would never meet up with bad people that would harm them. And these Listim intended to rob the talmidim Rabbi Kiva between Akai and Chaziv, and because the talmidim Rabbi Kiva learned this from Rabbi Kiva, therefore they were able to save themselves. And the Gemara continues with another story, and this story is about Rabbi Menashe, or some agurus Rabbi Menashe, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Huda. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Menashe have a ozel Beit Tarta, that Rabbi Menashe was traveling to a place called Beit Tarta. And we continue on Daf Chafav Min Aleph, and Pagu Beganavi, and Ganavi met Rabbi Menashe, and they were traveling with Rabbi Menashe, and Amru Leh, and they asked Rabbi Menashe, La'an Ka'azlis, where are you going? And Amar Lehen, L'Pabedisa, and he said to them, I'm going to Pabedisa, which in reality was further than Beit Tarsa, and Kimotu L'Beit Tarsa, Parish, and when they got to Beit Tarsa, so Rabbi Menashe left them and started walking away, and Amru Leh, so the Ganavim said to Rabbi Menashe, Talmid Yehuda Ramaat, you must be a Talmud of Yehuda, who is a liar, and he taught you how to lie as well. And Amar Lehu, and Rabbi Menashe said to the Ganavim, Yadisa Leh, do you know Rabbi Yehuda, and do you know that he's a liar? Yehi Rabba de Lehev Hana Inshi B'Shamte, and because he spoke disrespectful about Rabbi Yehuda, you should be in Kirim and under his curse. And the Gemara tells us, Azlu Avdu Genevasa Esu V'Tatin Shnin V'Lei Atzilchu, that these robbers tried to rob people for 22 years because they had this curse of Rabbi Yehuda, therefore they weren't Matzliach. Kivan Dechazu, and once they saw that this curse was having such an effect on them, Kulu Tavu Shantayu, so they all went and asked Mechila, and they all went to take off the Chirim. However, V'Havabuhu Chad Girdano Delei Osla Shriya Shamte and Ochla Aryeh, that there was one weaver that was amongst these Ganovim that didn't come to ask Mechila and didn't ask to take off the Shamta, and ultimately he was eaten by a lion. And the Gemara states, Hainu Da Amrinchi, and this is similar to the saying that people say, Girdano Delei Taizan, so Shasa Batsa Mishnei, that since weavers aren't humble, so they won't ask Mechila, and therefore they will have a loss of life, and they'll lose years from their life. And Ayin Rashi, Gadon Delei Taizan, and Rashi explains that weavers are not anovim, and Stam Garden in Loi Boishes Panim. The Gemara continues that the story of Rabbi Akiva certainly happened in Eretz Yisrael, as Rabbi Akiva lived in Eretz Yisrael, and over there we were talking about Listim, and as Rashi points out, that we were talking about Listim Yisrael, and even so, we took the advice of the previous Gemara, and we were able to lie to them in order to save our money. And the story about Rabbi Menashe happened in Bavel, and Rabbi Menashe met Jewish Ganovim, which is of course a lower daga than Listim, and the Gemara therefore states, Tachazi ma bin ganvi Bavel v'listim d'Eretz Yisrael, that we should see the difference between the Ganovim of Bavel and the Listim d'Eretz Yisrael, that although Listim are worse than Ganovim, but the Listim d'Eretz Yisrael had covered for Rabbi Akiva, and as they said, Asher Rabbi Akiva v'talmidov shalei pogam ben adam rav ma'ilam, while in the story of Rabbi Menashe that happened in Bavel, and we were dealing with Ganovim, so those Ganovim who are generally more respectable than Listim, they actually didn't have covered for Rabbi Yehuda, and as Rashi states, and Novi de Bavel shepogu b'Rabbi Menashe nespakru l'charef adam gadol, and Listim d'Eretz Yisrael shepogu b'talmid Rabbi Akiva sipu b'shvachai v'afal pi shestam Listim prutzim miganovim and lo'idiach ha'shvachai shel Eretz Yisrael, and it could be that the Gemara was bothered that why would the Gemara need to bring these two stories if l'chayr both stories seem to be telling us the same idea, and the Gemara therefore tells us that by bringing both of these stories, so the Gemara teaches us the shvachah shel Eretz Yisrael. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Bas Yisrael lo tiyalu das avedis kechavim mipnei shmiyaledes ben avedis kechavim, that a Jewish woman should not be a midwife for a non-Jewish woman and for avedis kechavim, because we will be helping them give birth, and this child will eventually serve avedis zara. However, the Mishnah teaches us aval avedis kechavim miyaledes Bas Yisrael, but a Jewish woman can use a non-Jewish midwife. And keep in mind that in the Gemara we will see the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding these dinim, and we will see that our Mishnah is going with Fidashita the Chachamim, and even though the Chachamim hold that the only way a woman can use a non-Jewish midwife is only bizman shachiris imdis al gaba, however the Mishnah doesn't mention this, as generally a woman gives birth at home, and therefore certainly there will be people around, and as Tesis points out, they don't have to actually be in the room at the time, and they just have to be yoytzer v'nichnas, and some explain that when a Mishnah stated Bas Yisrael lo tiyalus avidis chavim p'nei shmiyaledes ben avidis chavim, that this is actually an issa d'raisa based on the issa v'shem alehim achirim lo yisaskiru lo yishom al picha, and Ayin Ritvo brings from the Yishalmi that since the time of the issa is m'pnei shnisenes lechayim, as you're giving them life, so it would also be usa to teach a profession to a non-Jew, as that is also giving them livelihood and you're giving them life. And our Mishnah continues Bas Yisrael lo tanik b'nosh l'avidis chavim, that a Jewish woman should not nurse or be a wet nurse for a non-Jewish child, and once again the same as applies as she's been megadelos ben lavis kichavim. However, avo avis kichavim minika b'nashel yisrael b'yeshusa, but a non-Jewish woman can be the wet nurse for a Jewish baby as long as she is nursing the child in the home of the Jew, and the Jewish child is not going to the home of the avis kichavim. Then we are concerned that she may kill this child, and as Rashi states shaloi targenu, and the Mefarshim point out that even though at the end of the Mishnah daf chav Bezim Nalef, the Mishnah Torahs, and therefore it is not only relevant to a child, and they explain that even in cases where there wouldn't be the Issa of being Misyached with a Goy, and for example, if the Goy knows that people know that this Jew was coming to his house, then certainly he wouldn't take the risk of killing him. However, this Hetta would not apply to a baby, as the non-Jewish wet nurse can potentially still kill the child without people realizing that she killed him on purpose. And as we mentioned, there would be a Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, and our Gemara begins with Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, as Tanu Rabbanu we learned in the Brisa, Bas Yisrael lo tiyalus avedis chavim m'pnei shmiyaledes ben avedis chavim v'avedis chavim lo tiyalus Bas Yisrael m'pnei shechshud al shvichas damim divrei Rav Meir, and certainly Rav Meir is chaylik on the Mishnah, as in our Mishnah we learned that although Bas Yisrael cannot be a midwife for avedis chavim, but avedis chavim can be a midwife for a Jewish woman, and Rav Meir holds that a Jewish woman should not use a non-Jewish midwife to give birth to a child. And as Rashi points out, based on a later point in the Gemara, that v'afilu achiris Yisraelis imdus al gabo, and even if the non-Jewish midwife is in the house of the Israelis and there are other people there, she still cannot act as a midwife, as was still choshed that she will kill the child. Now Brisa continues with the sheet of the Chachamim, which is also the sheet of our Mishnah, that v'chom imim avedis chavim miyaladis es Bas Yisrael bizman shachiris imdus al gabo avoloi beino lebeino. And as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, this is actually the same din that the Mishnah stated, but the Mishnah did not feel necessary to mention this, as since it was normal for a woman to give birth in the home, therefore certainly there would always be people around, and therefore the Mishnah said this din stammer, but certainly the Chachamim is the Tan of our Mishnah, and the Brisa explain this point, that although our Mishnah stated Bistama that Avedis Kechavim can't be the midwife for a Jewish woman, however it must be Bizman Shachiris Im Nisargaba Avoloi Beino Lebeino. And the Gemara continues and explains Rameo Imer, and someone not agrees the word Imer, but Rameo holds Afila Chiris Im Nisargaba Namiloi, that even if there are other people that are in the home at the time that the midwife is giving birth to this child, that it would still be usur for a non-Jewish midwife to help a Jewish woman give birth. And the reason is the Zimna Deman Chalo Yoda Apusa, the Kotlele Vele Mishaze, as we have to be choshish that even though there are people around, but a non-Jewish midwife may put her hand on the soft spot of the child and kill the child, and people won't realize that she killed the child. Therefore, it may hold that's always usur to use a non-Jewish midwife. And as the Gemara continues, Kaihi Issa de Amr L'Chavrasa, Moldi Yudaisa, Bas Moldi Yudaisa, that there was a non-Jewish woman that wanted to disparage her friend who's also a non-Jewish woman, and she said, you're a midwife that takes care of Jewish women, and you're the daughter of a midwife that took care of Jewish women. And Amr Lor, and the friend responded and cursed the other non-Jewish woman, and she said, Nefishim Bishasa Le'Issa, you should have as many problems as I caused the Jews, as I actually did a good thing, as I killed many Jewish babies, the Kamashpilna Minayu Dama Ki Ofyudun Hara, and I spilled their blood like the foam of a raging river, whereas Rabbeinu Chananel explains, like the logs in a river, and I killed so many babies, therefore I have nothing to be embarrassed about. However, the Gemara states, Rabbanan Amri Lach, and Rabbanan will respond, Lohi, that's really not true, as Bilmilsa Ba'almahu de Kimta, as the only reason why this midwife said this is because she was embarrassed from her friend's comment, and therefore she made this up in order to save face, but certainly she didn't kill any babies. And Ayin Rashi, Diva Maschal Aputa, Al Metzchei Sheltina, Mokub Shemecha Sheltina, Grey Face, and Vole Mishazi, Le Minkur Shargasai, and the Gemara quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Bas Yisrael, Le Seinik, Benoshel Adiskovim, Avol Abedisikovim, Minika, Benoshel Yisrael, Birshusa, and the Gemara brings a similar Braisa, as Tanar Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that there's actually Machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, and the Chachamim are the Tanar of the Mishnah, as the Braisa states, Bas Yisrael, Le Tanik, Benoshel Adiskovim, Pnishim Agadlel, Ben Lov Yisrovim, Vavidiskovim, Le Seinik, Benoshel Abedisrovim, Mibdesh Chashud Al-Shvichas Damim, Divra Meir, Ramei hold that a Jewish child should not be nursed by a non-Jewish woman, as potentially she will kill this child, as they are chashed on shvichas damim. And as the Gemara will point out, the Ramei even holds that even if it's in the house of the Israel, and even if it's Oymen al-Gaba, that we still cannot allow them to nurse our children. However, once again, the Chacham argue, and the Chacham Oymen, Oyvedes Chacham, Menikas, B'nashir, B'as Yisrael, B'zman Shachiris, Oymen al-Gaba, Avoloi, B'inoy, L'beino. And the Gemara now explains, Ramei Oymer, where some agrees, Ramei and Ramei holds, Afilu Achiris, Oymen al-Gaba, Nami Loi, Zimne, the Shaif, Le'Sam, Le'Dad, Me'Avroi, V'Katalei, Ramei hold that even if you'll have the wet nurse come to your home and nurse your child while people are around, we still have to be concerned that potentially the non-Jewish woman will rub some poison onto her breast while she's outside of your home, and this way you won't realize that she's actually feeding poison to your child and she'll kill the Jewish child. And the Braisa just brought the same machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, benegia two scenarios, one benegia midwife and one that was relevant to a wet nurse. And the Gemara states v'tzricha, and we need both these braisas as the Ashmiya Mialedes, as if we bring down the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, benegia midwife, so that he come Rabban the Shari, the Loi Efsha, Misham Nacheris Reyesa, so then we would say that over there the Rabban state that it's mutter to use a midwife as long as people see, and as long as there's Yaitz V'nichnas, and she's always concerned that people will see, and therefore she won't kill the child. But one may have thought that in the case of a midwife, that maybe even Rabbanan would agree to Rameya that we should not use a midwife, as we should be concerned that the midwife would rub poison on her breast outside of the home of the Yisrael, and they won't even realize that she killed the child, and therefore maybe we should not be able to hire a midwife at all, and maybe the Chacham would agree to Rameya, Kamash Blon, that the Chalik Rameya, even in that case, and if he asked me to Manika, and if we would only have the Machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim, but negate the wet nurse, then we would have a Hamina, but he come Rameya, the Asam, Mishum, the Shaifle, Samuel, Dad, Me'avroi, V'Katlei. So over here, Rameya is concerned that the wet nurse will not be scared to kill the child, as she has a plan to be able to do so in a manner that the people that are standing around will not realize that she actually killed the child. Avo Mialedes, Le Efsha, Hechad, Achiris, Im Nisagaba, Im Meidl, Rabbanon. But maybe in the case of the midwife, certainly she would be scared to kill the child when people are standing around, so maybe even Rameya would agree to Chachamim that you could use a non-Jewish midwife. And that's why the Braisa had to teach us that this Machlekes Ramei and Chachamim in both of these cases. And the Gemara now continues that our Mishnah we stated Bas Yisrael loy tiyalid es avidus chavim pnei shmiyaladus ben avidus kechavim, and it seems that this is a blanket iser. Therefore, the Gemara will ask a steer from a brisa as Reminu, as the brisa states Yehudus miyaladus avidus kechavim bischar avoloy bichinam, that a Jewish woman can be a midwife for a non-Jewish woman as long as she's being paid a wage, but she can't do it for free. And our Mishnah was mashma that doesn't make a difference if she's being paid or if she's doing for free, then in all cases it will be asr. And the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yisiv, b'schah shari mishum eva, that in a chenami, there is no steer for the brisa of the Mishnah, as our Mishnah is teaching us that it's really asr to be the midwife for a non-Jewish woman. However, if someone's being paid, then certainly it would cause eva if the woman said that she doesn't want to be the midwife, and therefore a Jewish woman could be the midwife for a non-Jewish woman as long as she's being paid and as long as she has no other excuse in order to get out of it. And as Rashi states, masnisim b'chinam kamari, and our Mishnah is speaking about a midwife that was not being paid. Therefore, there is no eva as the matzalish demutev l'meima tzricha nilischa mizaynosai, as she could always say that I can't work for free and that's why I don't want to be a midwife. The Gemara continues that we know that a midwife can help a Jewish woman give birth on Shabbos. Therefore, savra b'yis l'meima iluda avidus chacham b'shabbat to b'scha shari mishum eva, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael thought to say if a Jewish midwife is being paid, then she would even have to help a non-Jewish woman give birth on Shabbos, as otherwise that would cause eva. And Ayin Tesis points out that certainly we're only talking about a case where we're only going to be eva on an Issa d'Rabbanan, and certainly a Jewish woman cannot do an Issa d'Raisa for a non-Jewish woman on Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, that the eva will be the ha'inu chazadu mi'aldan shady dam b'Shabbos kebuchol, and if we're not going to do the same for them, then that will cause eva. However, the Gemara tells us Amalei Abaya, by responded to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Yachlo Lomei Mala di Don Dimitri Shabta Mechalina Layu, the Chud Loi Mitri Shabta Loi Mechalinon, that since the whole reason that a Jewish midwife could help a Jewish woman give birth is because of the Svara of Mutav Sheichal Lov Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheikayim Shabbos Eshabei, and of course this only pertains to a Jewish child. Therefore, Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef that as long as you can explain to the non-Jewish woman that I can't be Mechal Shabbos for you because the only het I have is to be Mechal Shabbos for a Jewish child, but I can't be Mechal Shabbos for a non-Jewish child since they will never keep Shabbos. And if you could get away with that and explain the matziv, then certainly it would be also for you to help the non-Jewish woman. And Ayin Ritvo points out, Umiyu kol hechad yadiyah delay mekabli minayu haru taima, and certainly if you know that the non-Jewish woman will not accept this explanation and there will be eva, then certainly moida abaya the shari. And similarly, even in a case where a midwife is working for free and the goyim aren't accepting the reason that I want to be paid as I need to have enough money to live, and they still want her to act as their midwife, and that will cause eva, then certainly it would be mutar. And as Ritva says, and the Gemara continues that just like we saw in Braisa, that a Jewish midwife that is being paid can be the midwife for a non-Jewish woman, bishum eva, and therefore, savra b'yisiv l'meima, anuki b'scha shari mishum eva, that the same din would apply where a Jewish wet nurse is being paid, that she would be able to be a wet nurse for a non-Jewish baby, as otherwise that would cause eva. And Amalei Abaya, and once again, Abaya said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, that even though she's getting paid, but Yochel Meima, she still has a way to get out of this, and it won't cause eva, as if she's not married, so she could say, Be'ina Linsube, that I want to get married in the future, and by nursing a child, that will cause me to lose some of my beauty, and I won't be able to get married as quickly. And Aishas Ishi, and if she's already married, she could say, like Kamizdabna Ba'ape Gavra, that if I will be lactating, then that will cause me to be disgusting in the eyes of my husband, and that's why I don't want to nurse your child. And since there's a way to get out of nursing this child without causing eva, and certainly the Jewish wet nurse cannot nurse the non-Jewish baby, and certainly there is no blanket heta just because someone's receiving a wage. The Gemara continues with another conversation between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, as Sav Rabbi Yosef Lameima, Had Tanya if the Chavim Roy Behemadaka Loi Malin Vloi Miridin, that this is what we learned in the Brisa, that if the Chavim, as well as those that are shepherds for Behemoth Dakois and are Chasher to be Gazlonim, so if they're in a dangerous position, then we shouldn't help them, and even if they will die, however, we can't go and throw them into a pit and kill them via Dayim. However, Rabbi Yosef thought, Asuke Bischashari Mishum Eva, that if the Jew would be offered money in order to save the Ivik Chavim, then certainly he would have to do so, as otherwise it would cause Eva, and the only time that we said that he wouldn't have to save the guy is only if he's doing so for free, as certainly he could say that I have to run in order to make money, as otherwise I won't have enough money for my own livelihood. However, Amalei Abaya, and Abaya responded to Rabbi Yosef, that's not necessarily so, that just because he's being offered money, the Jew has to go and save the guy, as potentially he could get out of that as well, and it won't cause Eva, as Yachalei Malay, as the Jew could say, Kai Bria Igra, that my son is standing on the rooftop, and if I don't leave immediately in order to help him off the rooftop, then potentially he could fall off the rooftop and die, and therefore, even though you want to pay me money, I still don't have time to help you, and that will not cause Eva. And Abaye gives another example, Inami Nikitli Zimna Lebe Davar, that I have an appointment at a government office, and if I don't show up, then potentially they will find me, and as Rashi states, Kai Bria Igra, Vimloya Ridena Yomas, Vinoichli Lhafsit Schari Latzilai, and Rashi continued, Nikitli Zimna Lebe Davar, Hashatim Kovli's Man, Le Yom Vad, and Vimloy Iglech, Yotze Schari Bev Sedi, and Ayn Rabbeinu Chanano, Klema Kovli's Man Ashefet, Shimloy Ova, Yachte Chalayadin, Vani Rotzle Maloy Hine Basi, in order that they should not enter a default judgment against me. And keep in mind that when we mention someone that's a Roya Behemadaka, so we're even referring to a Jewish shepherd, Ayin Tesis Adimba Maskal, Va Roya Behemadaka, where Tesis explains that the only time that we're Choshish, that a Roya Behemadaka is a Gazlan, is only Pirish Bishlan, is when they're guarding and watching their own animals, the Ibishal Achirim, Arminim Perakam and Babmitsia, Ain Adam Choyte Vloiloi, and there's no reason why we would steal Tfua, and he would let the animals graze in other people's fields if he's watching other people's animals. And Tais continues, Vim Taima, my high the Achmer Abon Buroyim, Shainim Sulum El Madrabanon, Begamim Kshem Laidis Isha Kitsu Besay Perakamid Roshano, and Vilu Begazlonim, Shem Sulum and Ateril Chol Eidis Shibatera, Le Achmer Kulihai, as we'll see, Vichim Mumma Ichon Vales Lte Ova, and the Kuli Amunim Minahacha, the Israboy, Bena Shavis Gufoy, Vashavis Mimoinoi, the Chai Lahalis for Osla Harid, and Tais explains, Vaimari, the Hian Isanis, Mashum Dle Psili El Drabonon, as since the Psul of Roy Behemadaka is only a Psul Drabonon, so that is good for the reason why we're Machmer on them, and as Taisa states, Osu Chacham Chizu, Kadesh Yitnu Lev, Loshuv, U Bezim Machiv Oinchin Shloy Menatera, Ayin Shom, and let us see Taisa's the Nibu Masal, Savra Base of Lamema, Ilude Bishabis Bischa Shari, and although we made mention of this Taisa, let us read it inside, as Taisa points out, that would seem clear that according to Rabbi Yosef and according to Abaya, if there would be an issue of Eva, then we would allow a Jewish woman to be a midwife for a non-Jewish woman on Shabbos. Taisa says, Heche Shirina Mashem Eva, Milsa de Ispe Yisur de Raisa, Darminu Perak Shemen Shrotzim, Hoshi Yadla Me Behema, Vidildal Ubu Shemeya, Chaya Mashem Oikadav Migdula, Da Havit Tal de Gazes, and Taisa answers, Yishlema, Da Hachabe Shevis Al Majba, Shekfar Nakalotes, and we're talking about an Isra Rabbanon, Inami Kimin the Kalei Chadasha, Paske Gedulav, and therefore the Isra de Raisa of Oikadav Migduloi would not be applicable. Ayin Talmud Rabbeinu Yoinu point out that Sphere Le Rabbi Yosef, the Lekha Bialud, El Isra Rabbanon Belochud, Ayin Ravo points out, Purish Bidvarim Sheim Ben Chilu Shabbos, Vafilu Bishal Devarian, and even Isra Rabbanon, and Ravo states, Tapshita, the Mishum Evo, Le Sharina, Nafilu Shvashal Devarim, Chas Vishalim, Ayin Shom. And the Meiri points out that even though our Gemara stated, Bischa Shari, Mishum Evo, Vinir Dafka Beisha Shibufusamus Bekach, and this is specifically talking about a woman that everyone knows that she's a midwife and that she gets paid for her services. Aval kol she'ina mufusamus bekach yichayli lishamet v'leimar eina bekia or yishayina covered etzli, and we see from the Meiri that as long as there's any way to get out of doing these services, then certainly we have a chiyuv to do so. Finally, before we continue, the Ritva points out that even though we said there are certain times when we're allowed to use a non-Jewish midwife, but zok Ritva yishayim dehachanami leisharinon el she'im menikah shayso mitzuyu kreva mishum the stam tinuk misukin who ate zalchalav, and Ayin Ritva who also states vanochin dechol nochris mutter minatera umiyu chacham masru kol eichad efsha b'shum mokin b'chol bas yisrael, and the reason is mipreshein eichlin shkotzu v'masin, and that will become part of the milk and will be metamtim misalev, therefore v'chol v'shalahen meilad achzarius umida yisrais, and as we know the Rambam states that one shouldn't use a non-Jewish nurse to feed a Jewish baby, and as we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want a nurse from any of the Egyptian women, and we know the famous vart that Parsha Asal Adabin Mashchina, that we have to look at every child that they could become like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they have the potential to become a person that will be Asal Adabin Mashchina. And we continue with the Gemara, and Rabbi Yosef brought a brisa that is a chavin v'roya behemadaka loy ma'adlin v'loy meridin, and the Gemara continues Tani Ravo kamed Rabbi Echran, the Ravo learned this brisa in front of Rabbi Echran that is a chavin v'roya behemadaka loy ma'adlin v'loy meridin. And we continue on Daf Chavavah But minim and miserious and mumrin, that we would even lower them into pits, and we wouldn't raise them up, and we wouldn't take them out of pits. And Rashi at the top of the Amid states, and this refers to the priests of Avedis Gechavim, and it doesn't make a difference if they're non-Jewish or if they're Jewish. And Rashi continues, miserious is referring to those that are informers, and amashinim l'shekar, and someone that carries the word l'shekar, and even if they're only informing regarding the loss of money to a Jew, and they're not necessarily informing on them and causing them to be killed. And certainly if someone's an informer and trying to have Jews be killed, and in a moment the Gemara will discuss exactly what a mummer is, and the Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Yechon responds to Ravo, that how could you say that the Braisa tells us that mummer nor maridin v'loy mailin, and you could even throw a mummer into a pit, if ani shayna, if I learned in a Braisa, that since b'negei ha-shavis ha-veda, in Pashki Seitze, in Perkov Beis, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk states, V'hoyim Cha, Adresha Chicha Isai, Vashavaisa Lai, then Pasuk Gimel continues, V'chein Tassel Chamer, V'chein Tassel Simasa, V'chein Tassel Chalavid Zechicha, Asher Trevim Menu Mitzasa, Lai Sukhul Salim, and the Braisa teaches us that since the Pasuk states, the Chalavid Zechicha, and once again it mentions the word Achicha, L'rabis Samuma, that we are Marba, that you even have to return the Aveda of a Mumar, and the At Amar Meridin, and how could it be that if the Torah teaches us that he even have to save his money, that he could go and kill him? And what is Rabbi Echlin's question? And Taisa's answer is, that b'negei aveda, it's very different. That from this pasuk gufa, we learn that one has to return a body for Yisrael, and you have to save someone. As the pasuk states, "Vashevoyse l'rabbis avedis gufay uchamoydis rabbi Yisrael is rabbi l'kulu bein l'mayne bein l'gufay v'afilu la'leisit tzarach l'afdeisay." And the Gemara continues that because of this question, so some kam mumma, so Rabbi Yechon said to Ravo that we should take out the word mumma for this brisa, and ein echanami, you would not be able to throw a mumma into a pit. Ayin teses diu masal sami mekam mumma nir the dafka l'gabe rod l'bar misami Rabbi Yechon mumma u'misnai b'hadi minim avol dvar machirim etzina mekam mekaymeis shoyin minim mumma yachad, that the dinim regarding a min and mumrin are the same, and as we saw in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, haminim v'mumrin v'miseris yordan l'gehenim u'perek ha'shalech Masechta Zgitin say the Torah shekasv min and mumma u'masar ayin sham. The Gemara continues that it seems the Ravo was masking Rabbi Yechon, and therefore the Gemara is v'lishnilei kamba mumma ichon levelus l'te'avayin kamba mumma ichon levelus l'haches, that why didn't Ravo just say that there's a difference between the type of mumrin, and ein echanami when the Braisa states minim v'miseris v'mumrin maridin v'lei maglin, that we're referring to a mumma l'haches, and the Braisa Rabbi Yechon brought regarding hashavas aveda specifically referring to returning the aveda of a mumma l'te'avayin, and as Rashi explains, a mumma l'te'avayin is k'she'in l'embasa, that he will eat nevela where he doesn't have any other meat, and therefore he has a taiva for this meat, so he'll eat nevela. But certainly if he has nevela and he has kosher meat in front of him, then certainly he won't go and eat the nevela. But someone that does that and will even eat nevela when he has the opportunity to eat kosher, that is someone that's a mumma l'te'avayin. And the Gemara explains, that someone that eats a nevela is not considered a mumma, and he's actually categorized as a min, and therefore when the Braisa stated aval mina v'miseris v'mumrin, so the word min already included someone that is a mumma l'haches, and therefore if we regard in the Braisa v'mumrin, then it must be referring to a mumma l'te'avayin, and therefore it would be exterior to the Braisa that Rabbi Yechon brought. That's why we remove the word mumrin from the Braisa. And the Gemara continues that even though we just stated that he holds that ichon levelus l'haches is minu, however we will see that there's actually a machlekes as to how to find someone that's ichon levelus l'haches, as itma we learned mumma b'negei a mumma pligi barab achav ravina, and Ravo and Rabbi Yechon were going like the first shita, as chad amal l'te'avayin is mumma, as one that eats an nevela l'te'avayin that is categorized as a mumma and l'haches minava, and someone that eats nevela l'haches that's categorized as a min, v'chad amal fil l'haches nami mumma, that even if someone is ichon levelus l'haches he's still categorized as a mumma. And according to this man, the Gemara continues and is ala izu a min, and what is categorized as a min. And the Gemara explains that Oved Avodah Zarah, this is referring to someone that's Oved Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continued that certainly if someone eats insects, then they're not eating that Latei Avoin, and the only reason why they would do so is Lahachis. And therefore the Gemara asks that how can you say that someone that's a Mumma Le'echel Nevelus Lahachis is considered a min? If Mesve, we have a Brisa that tells us, that if someone ate one flea or a gnat, then he's considered a mumma. And the Gemara is, that certainly people don't have a taiva to eat insects, and it must be that he ate these insects, lahachis, viktani mumma, and even so, the Brisa categorizes person as a mumma, and therefore we see against the second man, Omar. And the Gemara answers that this is not a raya, as even though generally a person would not eat an insect, l'te avoin, however, hasam boilim etam, time of the Yisura, but over there we're talking about a person that wanted to taste one bug in order to understand what it tastes like, and certainly that's considered mumma le'echol l'te avoin and not lahachis, and that's why the Brisa categorizes him as a mumma and not as a min. And ayin in tesis divum askel hasam boilim etam, time of the Yisura, as tema maishna oichel parish al yatosh me oichel shkatzim remasim du min af bestamim b'Brisa harish aveis le'el. And tesis brings two terutzim, as number one yesh loyim adach amari b'mefarish behedil l'kach weisa, that our Gemara is talking about a case where the person actually specified that I'm eating l'te avoin as I want to know what the flavor is of this bug. Inami hasam tani oichel shkatzim remasim, and it's b'loshin rabim demash mehabe b'zachazah. Therefore, certainly is oichel hachis as the mekamaisa tom taima, as once he ate one bug, he already tasted its flavor, and therefore the rest are going to be l'hachis. Abel hachak tani parish echad ayatash echad, and since he only tasted one bug, so therefore even b'stama, it would seem that he's only doing this l'te avoin as he wanted to know what they taste like. The Gemara continues on Amar that we previously stated in the Brisa, Aval minim va miserius va mumrim maridim v'loy maiglin, and the Gemara is hashta chesim achtinon asuki miboyi, that if the Brisa already taught us that you're allowed to even lower them into a pit and even try to kill them be a dayim, so certainly it'll be pashut that you don't have to help them out of the pit, and why would the Brisa tell us v'loy maiglin? And the Gemara will now bring three different examples, and as Ritva explains that there is no machlekes, and they're just bringing three different examples. Rabbi Yisrael Bachoma says in the name of Rav Sheshes that the Brisa means to tell us that you're allowed to go and lower this person into a pit, but if you have a situation where you can't lower him into a pit, as for example, they will find out that you murdered him and that will be a problem or that will cause eva, then you should find other ways in order to kill him that would not be obvious they actually murdered him. And Loi Nitzcha, and the Brisa therefore teaches us that if the min or the miserious already went into a pit and he had a way out, as he could have climbed up the ledge on the bar, so the Brisa teaches us Shem Hoysim Maidlim Babar Megara, that if there was a ledge in the bar, then you could scrape away that ledge in order to make it impossible for him to get out of the bar, as the Nokalei Love Ama Leitechus Chivasei, as if people will claim that you prevented him from getting out of the pit, you will be able to respond to them that I really didn't even know that he was inside. I just wanted to make sure that my animals would not be able to use this ledge in order to get into the pit, as if they would go into the pit, they would have no way out and they would die, and therefore I got rid of the ledge. I had no idea that there was a person inside. And as Rashi states, Bahailoi Malin de Ka'amar, and when the Brisa stated that we'd not bring him out, certainly it doesn't mean that we shouldn't actually physically help him out of the bar, but it means that even if there's a way for him to get out of the bar, we should prevent him from getting out of the bar. And as Rashi continues, the Nokalei Ilav Amar Klema Isle Lishtamute Me'eva Vilamemele, and it won't cause Eva, as he will say, Dleitechas Chivasi De Alea, Derech Mailazu Vitamas Babar, as we explained. And the Gemara continues with another example, as Rabbi Rav Yisuf Damu Tavayu Le Nitzucha Shem Hoysa Ebna Pia Be'er Mechasa Omel Abur Chivasa Lovei, if the Yisrael sees a min or mysterious that goes into a bar, then he should take a stone and he should cover up the pit, and this way the min or mysterious will not be able to get out of the pit. And when people will ask him why he did this, he will say, because I was walking with my animals around this area and I wanted them to be able to walk over this pit, and my intent was to take the stone off at some later point. And as Rashi states, Be'ina la'avuri chivasa la tzarchani la'have eidet tzayni l'mira v'daki yasfas barzeh v'yarani shala yiplu. Finally, the Gemara brings a third example, Ravina Ama Shema Yisul Misalkai, that the Brisa is teaching us that if the min or miserious went into the pit and there was a ladder there that he could have climbed out with, then the Yisrael could take this ladder away in order to prevent him from climbing out of the pit. And Ama Be'ina la'chusei b'rime igra, and this will not cause eva, as Yisrael could always claim that I didn't see the guy in the pit, and I only took the ladder in order to get my son off of the rooftop, and I only did this to save my son, and therefore it won't cause eva. And we explained our Gemara based on Taisa's Diva Maschel, the Leiteches Chavos Elovei, and Taisa states, Mashma da Amahachi Lash Tumute, Kehech the Leiteva Eva, and Taisa says, Vetema, my eva Shaikhacha, Hamaridin Vafila Chatkila, but we even said that you could throw him into the bar, even Chatkila. Clearly, it doesn't seem like we care about eva at all. And as we explain our Gemara, Taisa explains that there are two parts of the Brisa, as the Maridin Hainuk Shedenu Tekifa Bismana Bias, Avaloi Mailin, Afim Inyudenu Tekifa, Hecha the Isle Lashtamute, and therefore there won't be a problem of eva. Umikara Hakipara, Hashta Achute Martina, Kishedenu Tekifa, Asuke Hashtami Boy, Kivish Yuchlashtamute Vulelachlai, Ayan Shum, and as the Meiri explains, Maridin Vulay Mailin, Hayoda Shahusku Khan, Dafka Shle Yodaba Adam, that's Dafka when people don't know about it, Ulaivis Atzma Ichoshin, and we're not worried about the eva of the person that you're killing, Riyomasham, as he will die there. And as we mentioned in the Dvar states, that these three Amroyim are not chilek, and even if the excuse will be more far-fetched, they still hold that you could prevent him from getting out of the pit, and we will stop over here.